Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Generation Slay, the podcast where I interview the creators, innovators, and entrepreneurs who are absolutely killing it in their fields. I am your host, Emma Havakhorst. I am a Taurus. I am a chai latte addict, and I am looking for a job. That's right. This podcast is just an advertisement now. Someone hire me. Thank you. I just, you know, it's mid-season, want to do a quick overview of me in case you're new here. I obviously recently graduated from college. I went to school at Fordham University, Gabelli School of Business, Go Rams, etc. If anyone's interested in Fordham, shoot me a DM, I guess. We can chat. I was a marketing major. I had a bunch of other stuff I did, but basically all comes down to big fan of focusing on marketing and branding, specifically in the social media digital realm. My career, quote unquote, started way back when I was a little itty bitty middle schooler, when I started fashion blogging, and less than a year later, I was being invited to shows at New York Fashion Week as press, which was obviously such a super cool and amazing experience, and that really kicked a lot off for me. I started interning the summer before my sophomore year of high school, so I think I'm at like 8 or 9 internships at this point, which is absolutely insane to think about. And, you know, I've done everything from fashion internships and running to get someone an espresso because they're going to have a breakdown to, you know, re-sewing little sequins on a jacket that is going to go to a celebrity for a show to, you know, creating detailed research plans about the Chinese markets for a possible expansion to, you know, doing reports on key performance indicators on an advertising campaign. I've run the whole gamut, done all the things, and now I sit and stare at my bedroom wall and talk to you guys through a little microphone and my computer. And truly, this may be the thing that gives me the absolute most joy. And I think a big part of that, as you all know, is the joy that I get from having conversations with the most amazing young people in the world. I'm so fortunate to be able to do this and to be able to share these incredible, incredible Gen Zers with all of you. I know that you guys really enjoy this because you get exposed to so many cool people that you would never find independently, or maybe you would, but I don't know. Probably not all of them unless you're actively searching for Gen Zers like I am. And that leads me into the amazingness that is this week's episode. It is very particularly focused on Gen Z, which, as you all know, I adore, clearly. And this interview is with Ava McDonald. Now, Ava McDonald is the founder and CEO of Zfluence, which is a Generation Z-focused consultancy to companies. She is an 18-year-old entrepreneur who's super passionate about, obviously, the power of Gen Z. She founded Zfluence in March of 2019, so a little over a year before we talked, to address the growing lack of authenticity that exists in the influencer marketing space, especially on Instagram and social media, obviously. So this is such a cool company. It works with Gen Zers to be smaller, more micro influencers and spread the word of mouth about various brands much more authentically. Independently, Ava has also served as a Gen Z consultant for Unilever. She's worked with leading public relations firms. She's been covered in Forbes and in case studies. She's so cool. This is such a great conversation to dive into. We chat all things Gen Z, influencer marketing, social media, how to get jobs early on in your career, early on in your life, before, you know, most people would. There's, you know, something really great about those of us who figured out the cheat codes to get those college age internships when we're still in high school. And I promise you, there are ways to get that done. You just, you know, gotta listen to this episode and learn. So without further ado, please, please, please enjoy this amazing interview with Ava McDonald. So, Ava, I am so, so excited to have you on Generation Slay with me today. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
So, just to kick things off and get everything started, would you mind telling me, and of course the audience, a little bit about yourself, where you come from, what your background is?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Ava McDonald. I'm currently 18 years old and living in Austin, Texas. And I'm the founder and CEO of ZFluence. And what ZFluence does is connects brands with Generation Z influencers who authentically love them and want to promote their products. I began my interest in entrepreneurship pretty early. When I was in kindergarten, I used to sell custom books to my family and friends at holidays and at school, and both of my parents are entrepreneurs, so it was almost just natural that I started my first business as a 17-year-old high school student. And so I've been at it for about a year and 4 months, and we've had some great success. We have a network of more than 550 Generation Z influencers on more than 100 campuses nationwide and a few internationally.
We'll get more into ZFluence in a little bit, but I am so in awe of how you are so young and have created such a large network and the work you've done. But I want to pull it back to your earlier years. Now, I have your bio, so I'm privy to a little more information than everyone else, but I do know that you started working actually as a freshman in high school at a local cycling studio and a theater company in marketing, both places. And then once you were a sophomore in high school, you were admitted into a college internship program at a leading public relations firm in Austin. How did you find those opportunities? How did you get them? How did you make those happen? Because so often young people are told, like, when it's a college role, it's a college role. Don't apply to it. It's not for you. Or, you know, you just don't think that it's open to you as a high schooler. So how did you make that happen? So cool.
Thank you. Well, in terms of first making my way into the marketing industry, I was really involved with theater as a kid, and I'm also really passionate about spin. So I really just kind of approached the people that I was in contact with at both of those places, telling them about how I was really interested in exploring marketing and that I would love to intern for them. And they were super excited to have somebody who was younger and could speak to the ideas and values of a completely new consumer demographic, Gen Z. So those came about more naturally. And then when I heard about the internship program at this PR firm, I was so excited. And I really wanted to take my career in marketing to the next level with a real formal internship program. And I mean, the first time I applied, they were so nice about it and told me that they were only accepting college students and that they wouldn't be able to consider me, but they encouraged me to apply again when I was in college. But then I decided to email them back and tell them all the reasons that they should hire me, and I ended up getting the internship. And it was one of my favorite summers, and I learned so much from doing that. So I really encourage all students who may feel limited by their age to really just go for it. And I mean, I always say that no is where the work begins, and you can really do anything you set your mind to as a young person.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I love that concept of, you know, using no as a starting place, as a launching point to make that argument and prove that you do deserve to be there. And I think that so many
young people can use that message to their advantage and really work with that. Another thing, you mentioned, you know, working for those companies and kind of sharing about Generation Z and helping them reach this whole new market. You've also done that for a ginormous corporation, for Unilever. How did that come about? Because that is crazy to me. Because those organizations are so big. There's so many components to it. Even getting a foot in the door there is wild to me. So how did that come about? And kind of what is that role as a Gen Z consultant and media spokesperson for such a giant CPG organization like?
Yeah, so they actually approached me back in September, telling me about how they were having this national media conference in Austin, and they were looking for a Gen Z spokesperson who was actually a member of Generation Z who could speak to the actual consumer values of that exact consumer. So I was super excited about the opportunity. I worked super closely with them, informing them all about me and how I spend my money and what informs and drives my purchases. And I spoke at their national media conference here in Austin, and it was honestly such a great experience, and one that I think is one of the highlights to my career.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a cool opportunity, and I love that they found you and they knew about your work and that you could do this, because, you know, not that many companies are doing that work of speaking directly to Gen Z and trying to find Gen Z people to speak to that audience and about that audience. So I love hearing that, you know, such a big organization is doing that work.
It's really cool, and I think it's so great that they were really looking to an actual Generation Z consumer to understand Generation Z, because I've seen so many companies out there that will hire Gen Z firms that are run by millennials or Gen X. Yeah. And the thing with that is you might be getting years of experience or a college degree, but you're not getting the real insights of a Generation Z consumer. And that's one of the reasons that I started Zfluence, is because I noticed that the way that brands would spend so much money for huge influencers to post really inauthentic content that people like me, who are a part of Generation Z, could totally see through, it just wasn't resonating with me. And as a Generation Z consumer myself, I've been able to provide a lot of insight to brands about how to use real people, real members of Generation Z, as an ambassador for their brand. And we've received so much great response and are having a lot of really great success.
Yeah, and that's a perfect launch point for kind of digging in deep to the work that you do with Zfluence and what that company is, because it's absolutely incredible, and I totally understand the inspiration and background for Zfluence and why you started it, because I myself have, of course, noticed this clear lack of authenticity and just this divide in language, and you know and can tell inherently when content has been written by like a millennial PR person and sent out.
Exactly.
Influencers, yeah. Copied and pasted it, as opposed to, you know, it really coming from an authentic voice point of view. So we know your inspiration for Zfluence, but how did you get this off the ground? Because you're at a massive point right now. What were those early days like in getting this all started?
Yeah, so I first thought of the concept for Zfluence and thought that I would really want to turn this into a business around October of my junior year of high school. And I had some money in savings that I wanted to invest into creating this business. And I told my parents about it, both of whom are entrepreneurs, and they were super supportive, but they encouraged me to do some market research, and I spent months and months while studying for the ACT, coming up with my business idea and writing out materials and planning for our launch, which happened in March of 2019.
That Yeah, it's so cool. So after launch, you have done all this research, you've built everything up, you have this company. How do you start reaching these different Gen Z members on over 100 campuses nationwide that can't just be people you've known? So how do you reach them? How do you get these young people involved with Zfluence?
You know, we've really grown exponentially, and I think a lot of that comes from Zfluencers who find us, are able to work as an ambassador for their favorite brands and tell their friends about their experience, because what we're doing is completely unlike what most influencer companies are doing. And we're really revolutionizing the space by empowering the Generation Z consumer to choose the brands that they want to work with and become an ambassador for. So from having that really great positive and resume building experience working with a brand, that really translates when they're telling their friends about their experience, and then people will sign up that way. So we've been able to grow a lot from Zfluencers having really great experiences with us and just the word spreading across campuses nationwide.
That's incredible, and truly, like, word of mouth is the strongest version of marketing you could ever have. So I love hearing that, because that's truly the most authentic form of growth, and it really shows, you know, how much people are being touched and positively affected by the work that you're doing and the company that you're creating. So I love to hear it. I'd love to talk to you more about, you know, the behind the scenes. Once you're involved as a Zfluencer, what does that look like for you? Especially since, you know, people listening may be interested now that they, you know, have been exposed and they hear about how amazing Zfluence is. How does this work? Because you said they get to pick the brands that they work with, their favorite brands. So what does that match system look like? How do they choose to be involved? How are they selected to be ambassadors? What's the system like there?
Yeah, so anyone who's interested in being a Zfluencer should most definitely apply at zfluence.com/apply. We love getting new applications and reading about such amazing members of Generation Z. We're super selective in who we accept. We only accept about 20% of those who apply because quality is so important for our network, and we're really looking for the most influential members of Generation Z. So once you apply, and if you're accepted, you will be able to choose the brands in our brand community that you love and want to work with. And through our platform, we notify those brands of your interest, and they'll be able to review your Zfluencer profile, which is the information that you provide us. And then if you are a fit for their brand and they'd love to work with you, we notify you, and then you're able to contact with the brand directly and start the process of working as one of their ambassadors.
I love this. It's such ease. It gives, you know, autonomy to the influencers as well as to the brand. It's such a great system that you've developed there. I'm super interested in taking kind of a bigger picture look at all of this. And, you know, since you're now so involved within the influencer space, what do you see happening in the future with the influencer industry, especially with Gen Z age influencers, specifically with Zfluencers within your network? Where do you see this industry going? What do you see for the future of it?
There's already been a shift in the influencer space from mega influencers to micro influencers. But I would even argue, and Zfluence is at the head of this new innovation in the influencer space, that nano influencers are really the best place to be when you're looking for an ambassador. And we even take it one step further by going for real Generation Z members who are outstanding members of their communities and the people that others look up to on campus. And I think it's really great that brands are recognizing that there is a real need for authenticity in this space, and that these copy and paste captions just aren't resonating with Generation Z. So the way the brands are able to shift the way that they're looking at using influencers and ambassadors through working with us has been one of the most rewarding parts of my job.
I love that. And I've definitely, you know, seen that mega influencer to micro influencer shift. So I'm super excited to follow your work and follow Zfluence and, you know, watch that shift to nano influencers now. I think that's a super exciting potential for this industry. So I have just a few more questions for you before we wrap up. The first of which being, you know, if you had to share a piece of advice or an insight you've learned throughout your career and your entrepreneurship journey thus far with, you know, your fellow peers for this audience who may be interested in starting their own companies or, you know, becoming involved in marketing, Gen Z, the influencer industry at large, what advice would you share with them?
I would say the greatest piece of insight that I've picked up is that sometimes what others may view as your greatest weakness is actually your greatest asset. I know that when I was first starting my business, a lot of people wondered if I was capable of managing my time or had the experience and expertise to run a business, given that I was only 17 when I was starting it. But being a teenager and a member of Gen Z, running a Generation Z-centric company has actually proved to be one of the main reasons that brands love to work with Zfluence is because they know they have the quality guarantee that this is what works and this is what resonates with Generation Z, to use real people who are college students and influential members of their campus communities or high school students or people who have recently graduated to promote their products based on authentic love for their brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's such a strong message because, you know, it's really looking at yourself and what you have to offer. And some people might underestimate you for certain reasons, because you're young, because you have less experience, because you've been in a different field. But those all could be very much used to your advantage. And the only person who's fully going to know what you're capable of is you.
Exactly. So. And I mean, like, as teenagers, we balance so much. We are doing a full academic course load. We have extracurricular activities. If anybody is really the CEO of time management, it's a member of Generation Z. And I think that because of the skills that we have, we're the perfect people to start businesses and create the change that we want to see in social media or any sort of industry.
I couldn't agree more. I absolutely love it. So right before I let you go now, can you just share with everyone where they can find you and connect with you online, where they can find Zfluence and connect with Zfluence online, where they could apply if they so want? I will also be leaving all of this in the show notes so people can find it more easily, but I would love to hear it from you.
Yes, so you can find us online. Our website is zfluence.com. And we really would love to see any applications. We love to hear about the amazing things that members of Gen Z are doing. So we encourage you to apply at zfluence.com/apply. You can also find us on Instagram at Zfluence. And if you ever want to email us or get in contact with somebody from our team, you can email info@zfluence.com.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much for taking a little bit of your time out of the day-to-day to chat with me about Zfluence, about the future of the influencer marketing industry. I absolutely adore hearing from you, and I have no doubt that I am going to just blink my eyes and there's going to be 10,000 Zfluencers all over the world. And
the biggest that's thing. That's the goal.
I absolutely love it. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I love your podcast, and I'm super excited to follow you and have Zfluence continue to grow.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Generation Slay. I really appreciate you taking some time out of your, I'm sure, very busy schedule to tune in. And I hope you'll take a quick sec to subscribe so that we'll see you on the episode next week. And, you know, if you liked it, pop down to the review and leave a little comment, leave a hopefully 5-star review. It's super, super helpful on my end, just because, you know, the more reviews I have, the more it gets pushed out on podcast platforms to other wonderful Gen Slayers who would definitely, definitely learn and gain so much from hearing these interviews. So by leaving a review, by subscribing, you know, you're helping a girl out and you're helping a whole other wonderful community of Gen Zers out as well. So I'm sure they'd appreciate it if you did it too. Until next week, I would love to see you over on our social channels at Generation Slay Everywhere. You'll see some fun motivational content. You'll see some activism now because of the world we live in. And hopefully you'll see some wonderful Instagram story takeovers, Q&As, days in a life from our amazing guests. So if you want to see any of that, pop on over to our socials and I'll see you next week. Bye.